Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, was the number one box office draw this weekend, but the success of the clay animation film has turned bittersweet for its creators. A fire broke out today at a warehouse that stored many of the film's original drawings and models. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has details.
Nick Park, who created Wallace and Gromit, kept most of his original materials at a warehouse owned by his company, Aardman Animations, in Bristol, England. Today's fire may have destroyed models, storyboards, and props for such films as the three Wallace and Gromit movies and Chicken Run.
Ooh, nice champion that is. What is it?
It's a time machine, you idiot. Chickens go in, pies come out.
Aardman Animations marketing director Sean Clark says nothing from the new Wallace and Gromit movie was at the warehouse, but it did house some of those very early Nick Park models.
They're made from a sort of mixture of materials from plywood, and they're all hand-painted and hand-crafted, so they have all that detail in that you may have seen in the movie. But what we tend to do is we don't keep the plasticine characters because they don't last very long. You know, their arms will fall off or lighting or cold will affect them. So we actually create resin, hard copies of those characters to use in various exhibitions.
The fire is believed to have started early this morning. Sean Clark says while the material inside the warehouse wasn't being used for films, it represents 30 years' worth of work.
Most of these sets are used for exhibitions and sort of marketing events, so it doesn't impact our business going forward. It's just, you know, it's just what we've collected over the years, historically, really.
An investigation into what caused the fire is underway. Meanwhile, box office estimates for the opening weekend of Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, are more than $16 million. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.